folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke. This is show number 203, and a nice kind of reflective opening rather than the jigs and reels slamming right into your stereo system there. This is the third show of a series on Friends, and this is Stefan Grossman playing a bit of guitar there from his CD Guitar Landscapes, something called Friends Forever. Thanks for joining me. Hope you enjoy the next hour of music. Back in a moment. Stefan Grossman, and a track there called Friends Forever. Stefan Grossman, in a way, he started off on the saxophone, but the fact that he didn't really like the saxophone meant that he started playing guitar instead. So we probably have his parents' insistence that he play saxophone to account for the fact that he's such a great guitar player. He bought a guitar, I think it was from a Goodwill shop, he said, or his father got it. Back in like 1954, something like that. Stefan Grossman was 9 at the time. Half a century later and more, his name has become synonymous with most aspects of the acoustic guitar experience. He's a performer, he's a teacher, he's an entrepreneur, he's a mentor, he's an author, done a lot of videos on acoustic guitar playing, slide guitar playing, and so on. That's from a CD called Guitar Landscapes. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're talking about Friends once again, and third show of four. And Friends are, of course, those folks who are enrich our life, and somebody said once, friends are the family that you get to choose, the kin that you get to choose. But that's a bit catty. Like, that's not very gracious. But anyway, next up we have Tanglefoot. This is a folk band from Peterborough area of Ontario. They were formed in the early 1980s by a bunch of school teachers, the three of them. They wanted to play traditional music. And then they became a five-piece band. Later on, they kind of emerged as more original music rather than traditional. But they regularly toured Canada and the U.S. and the U.K. and so on. And the material they wrote was largely derived from history. They have about 11 releases or had, all told. They were together for about 3 decades or so. And they ended their run with a pair of farewell concerts at the Roxy Theatre in Owen Sound, Ontario, in 2009. I think in 2012, the three founding members were inducted into the Pathway of Fame in Peterborough, Ontario. So you know you've really made it when you're on the Pathway of Fame. This is a live version of one of the traditional songs that they kept in their repertoire up till the end. This is called Vla Lami. Lami, of course, relating to friendship. This is Tanglefoot.
Back in the early days, before there were any roads in Canada, you know, back in the 50s, they used to get around by canoe, and the French-speaking paddlers used to sing rhythmic songs to keep them all paddling together. There was one guy in the canoe that got paid more than all the rest, and that was the paddler who knew all 200 verses to the song. This is back when folk music really paid. Thank you. Jolie Rochelle, m'arrivina de la Jolie Rochelle. J'ai rencontré trois jolies demoiselles. Voilà ma vie que j'aime. 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 J'ai rencontré trois jolies demoiselles. J'ai rencontré trois jolies demoiselles. J'ai point choisi, mais j'ai pris la plus belle. Voilà ma vie que j'aime. 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 J'ai pris la plus belle. J'ai point choisi, mais j'ai pris la plus belle. J'y fis monter derrière moi sur ma selle. Voilà ma vie que j'aime. 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 J'y fis monter derrière moi sur ma selle. J'y fis monter derrière moi sur ma selle. J'y vis son lieu sans parler avec elle. Voilà ma vie que j'aime. 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 Jolie Rochelle, m'arrivina de la Jolie Rochelle. J'ai rencontré trois jolies demoiselles. Voilà ma vie que j'aime. 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 Voilà ma vie que j'aime.
Ami de la bouteille, il aime le bon vin. Il a toujours une humeur sans pareil. Le soir et le matin, il me dit à l'oreille, j'aime la bouteille, moi, j'aime la bouteille.
Je les trouve sages, moi, dans le bord du village. Je les trouve sages, moi, dans le bord du village.
C'est du garçon qui s'en vont voir les filles. Ils disent qu'ils sont des fous. Et Et moi je dis qu'ils cherchent leur avantage. Je les trouve sages, moins pauvres dans le bord du village. Vous n'avez qu'à parler. Et moi dans ma chambrette, je flatte la cachette, moi pour un petit cabinet.
Je
souvent je la regarde, je lui fais les yeux doux en lui disant: belle, je vous aime, je vous trouve belle, moi, je vous trouve belle, je vous trouve belle, moi, je vous trouve belle, moi.
Track there from probably one of the best exports from Quebec outside of cheese. That was La Bottine Souriante, something called Amis de la Bouteille. They were born in the fall of 1976 in Lonaudière by Yves Lambert, André Marchand, and Mario Fauré. And they were sort of part of this whole movement in the 1970s, the whole generation in the 1970s to sort of recover, rediscover their traditions. In 1990, they integrated a four-piece horn section and along with their traditional instruments like accordion, fiddle, and guitar, and piano, and sort of double bass. They added a bit of jazz to their music and piano as well, and by the end of that decade, they were just a full-fledged, wonderful band. Before that, we heard from Tanglefoot, La Vla Mami, captured live. That was the name of the CD. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 203, a show about friends once again, and we head now to a song called Friends and Neighbors, and this is from a band called Triakel, T-R-I... T-R-I-A-K-E-L. Spell it right now. They began life as a New Year resolution, and they agreed to play a concert. New Year's, it turned out so well, they stayed together, and that was in 1994. So harmonium, fiddle, and vocals, and they can sort of cover lots of things like old music, hall numbers, hymns, and so on. And their roots are really in the Swedish areas that they grew up in. Jämtland and Hälsingland, and they recorded a half a dozen or so albums or well. Triakel is a kind of a sweet black licorice in the Swedish dialect of Jämtland, and the word is, I mean, if you know anything about the Nordic countries, you know how lovely, how dearly they treat their licorice. But it's also etymologically related to the English word treacle. So these are, you know, these are sort of postmodern plays on words that maybe you wouldn't have got just by listening to their Swedish singing. This is Triakel.
Grannar och vänner de lade till råd hur de skulle gifta sin dotter ändå. Hur de skulle gifta sin dotter ändå ut i rosen. Fredag och lördag så gingo de kring. Söndag så höll de hedersdagen in. Söndag så höll de hedersdagen in ut i rosen. De drucko i dagar, de drucko i två. Unga bruden ville åt sängarna gå. Unga bruden ville åt sängarna gå ut i rosen. De drucko i dagar, de drucko i fem. Men unga bruden ville åt sängarna än. Unga bruden ville åt sängarna än ut i rosen. Där inne en liten stalldräng. Han var så klädd ut i blåa kortelen. Han var så klädd ut i blåa kortelen ut i rosen. Han talte där om ett förgångande skepp med sidenvita flagg och förgyllande ros. Sidenvita flagg och förgyllande ros ut i rosen. Hon gångar och såg de flaggorna blå som hon hade sytt med sina fingrar små. Som hon hade sytt med sina fingrar små ut i rosen. Hälsa nu hem till min käraste far. Be honom dricka, jag håller mig glad. Be honom dricka, jag håller mig glad ut i rosen. Och hälsa nu hem till min kära fästerman. Be honom söka och välja sig en ann. Be honom söka och välja sig en ann ut i rosen. Vakna inte upp för sitt tredje konungsland ut i rosen.
There's a steel-toed boot on my chest and I have forgotten how to sleep. I arch my back, my ribs start to crack. Offer some relief. The water pools between my bones, pools upon a barren crone. I do not own the bed, my sweat now streams. Ooh, I'm gonna see my poet friend who tells me of moonlight on flowers and ooh, I'm heading west again into the at my heel and rips open my rolling bloody feet. Each tender step I now regret. I'm making my retreat. Bandage in the shower stall from the wounded soul it falls, furthering damage and defeat.
From Kate Weeks, from her third solo album, Taken by Surprise. And she recorded that in 2019 with James Stevens up at his Stowe Studios in Chelsea, Quebec. And she moved there after about a decade spent in the Yukon. She has a wide array of experiences, as I was reading. dog mushing for hire in Norway. She was touring China with a swing band, canoeing from Whitehorse to Dawson City, and on. So this was a CD that was crowdfund supported. So if you have ever a chance to support independent musicians who are crowdfunding or whatever, take a chance on that, because it's kind of cool to do that. Taken by Surprise was the name of this CD. You're listening to Roots and Bridges and Beyond, and we are talking about Friends today, and this is show number 203. You could be listening a variety of ways, possibly on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, possibly Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 in Norse Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly Mun Radio, which is CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. And next up, we have Wilf Carter. He was born Wilfred Arthur Charles Carter. He was known as Wilf Carter in Canada, his native country, but he's also known as Montana Slim in the United States. Same guy. He's a Canadian country and western singer, a songwriter, guitarist, a yodeler. He wrote over 500 songs, recorded about 40 albums or so, and he's widely acknowledged as being possibly the father of Canadian country music. He was Canada's first country music star, inspired a whole generation of young performers. He was born in Port Hilford in Nova Scotia. One of nine children, began working odd jobs at the age of eight in Canning, Nova Scotia, a lovely community. And he began singing after seeing a traveling Swiss performer who was called the Yodeling Fool. It was in Canning. He was traveling through Canning. There you go. Europeans, you know, when you do that big tour of North America, you got to hit Canning, right? He left home at 15 after falling out with his father. His father was a Baptist minister, so maybe being a country music star just didn't fit in with his worldview. But Wilf was a lumberjack. He was a cowboy. He sang with hobos and boxcars. He moved west, and his first radio broadcast was in 1930, CFCN in Alberta. Did his first album a few years later. He had a kind of a tough decade in the 1940s. After an accident, he couldn't tour for quite a while, but he kept his career going. And one of the great stories I heard about Wilf Carter was when he was touring, he was doing an East Coast tour, and he was in the middle of like a two-week tour, and they were doing like 500 miles a day, like traveling. And that was back in the day when traveling was not just, you know, zipping around in airplanes. But at one stop, he said, we have to go to Gander, Newfoundland. And so I went to Gander, and he wanted to meet a young boy who was in a wheelchair, unable to speak, and it took about 3 hours to get there and back and so on from the concert place. It made the young boy's day, but it made Wilf's day as well, apparently, according to his tour manager. He loved nothing better than hanging around with fans and signing their autographs and talking. And this was when Wilf was 85 years old, in the middle of a two-week tour, and he was doing this kind of stuff. What a guy. Anyway, this is Wilf Carter from one of his many anthologies of music there. If we can't be sweethearts, why can't we be friends? It sort of sneaks into the theme for today. Wilf Carter.
Those love letters, dear, are all soiled and faded from tears I've shed so many times. My heart is like a chain that is broken, just like a song's unfinished line. Oh God above, please hear my pleading, an aching heart so hard to bear. How can she say I ever proved untrue? If we can't be sweethearts, why can't we be friends? What must I do? God knows I've been true. But her last letter says that she is through. She's all I've loved. That's all that I can say. If we can't be sweethearts, why can't we be friends? Thank you. God above, please hear my pleading, an aching heart so hard to bear. How can she say I ever proved untrue? If we can be sweethearts, why can't we be friends? What must I do? God knows I've been true. But her last letter says that she is through. She's all I've loved, that's all that I can say. If we can't be sweethearts, why can't we be friends?
Me live whatever this world can give to me. It's you, you're all I see. Ooh, you make me live now, honey. Ooh, you make me live. Oh, you're the best friend that I ever had. I've been with you such a long time. You're my sunshine, and I want you to know that my feelings are true. I really love you. You're my best friend. Ooh, you make me live. Oh, I've been wandering round.
Still come back to you.
In rain or shine, by me, girl, I'm happy at home. You're my best friend. Ooh, you make me live. Whenever this world is cruel to me, I got you to help me forgive. Ooh, you make me live now, honey. First one, when things turn out bad, you know I'll never be lonely. You're my only one, and I love the things, I really love the things that you do. You're my best friend. Ooh, you make me live. Best friend. Ooh, you make me live. Ooh, you're my best friend. Ba-ba, 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 ba-ba.
Of course, that's a wonderful, sweet, powerful vocals of the Wants. They were all working at Trinity. There's a famous theater production there, and they sort of got together, and it just really clicked. Their first album was sort of a crowdfunding experience, because they were a stranger at a show, so impressed that he offered them $5,000 to record an album. There you go. So, and that's not the first time I've heard that sort of a story for bands who just really impress somebody. That is from the CD called The Wants, You're My Best Friend. Before that, we heard from Wolf Garter, If We Can't Be Sweethearts, Why Can't We Be Friends? You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. We're about halfway through show number 203, and we're talking about friends. And you could be listening a variety of places, Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 FM, or Caper Radio across the way, CJBU in Sydney, Kipreton, however you got here. I'm glad that you're joining me. Next up, we have The Arrogant Worms, their Canadian musical comedy trio. They parody lots of different musical genres. One of the things about them as a musical comedy trio group is that they hire lots of really good musicians, and they're actually very good at the music is good as well. So sometimes that isn't always the case with musical comedy. But they came together in 1991 to do a few spots on campus radio CFRC in Kingston, Ontario. And early feedback was pretty clear. Get rid of the sketches and keep the songs. So they quickly moved to doing some spots on CBC Radio and so on. Since the early 90s, they released 15 CDs, something like that. And I like the title of one of them from about 5 years ago. It was called The First Farewell Album, you know, knowing that there's going to be several of them. They've toured Canada, the US, UK, Australia, and so on. And this is something, since Friend is our theme today, this is something called Little Cuban Friend, which is, a slightly different take on friendship.
Travel south for a holiday. Wine and mojitos, laid upon the white sand, and I made myself an amigo. Ate some shrimp and pie. I thought the barbecue was grand, but unbeknownst to me, I ate a little Cuban friend. My little Cuban friend lives inside my digestive tract. My little Cuban friend, I wish that he'd go back. Immigration booth, I forgot my little Cuban friend. In my country and my bowels, he's an illegal alien. Now he's giving me intestinal cramps, my little Cuban friend. My little Cuban friend lives inside my digestive tract. My little Cuban friend, I wish that he'd go back. I went to see my doctor to see what she recommend. She gave me a prescription to kill my little Cuban friend. Then I read the list they gave me of potential side effects. It was scary but worth eliminating my little Cuban friend. My little Cuban friend lives inside my digestive tract. My little Cuban friend, I wish that he'd go back. Now my feels like breaking and I'm projectile vomiting. It sprays around the room, but at least I'm getting better at darts. My hemorrhoids, they itch so much, I'd like to sit up on a fence. I'm longing for the old days with my little Cuban friend. My little Cuban friend lives inside my digestive tract. My little Cuban friend, I wish that he'd go back.
Got a friend. if the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call. And I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Will it take your soul if you let them? Oh, yeah, but don't you. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh yeah.
Well, there's the silky voice, of course, of James Taylor, and You've Got a Friend, a song written by Carole King, but James Taylor did a big hit out of it. And, you know, in a show, a series of shows on Friends, you probably figured that was going to come up at some point. A song that probably, well, you've probably tried to sing around a campfire, if you could remember some of the words, or if you ever do sort of open mics or play, you know, happy hours or whatever, it's probably a song that you've got behind plastic in your little three-ring binder that you can pull out if it's requested. James Taylor, of course, is an American singer-songwriter, guitarist. He's won a bunch of Grammys, one of the best-selling music artists of all time. He sold, you know, over 100 million records. And his breakthrough was in 1970 with the single Fire and Rain, another wonderful song to have plastic coated on your three-ring binder if you're doing gigs. Every album he released from 77 on sold over a million copies, so it's kind of got a trend going there. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. We're talking about friendship and friends today, as we have the last couple of weeks, and for one more week. We have one more week of friends to talk about. Not that friends are absent from other shows. Anyway, this is Anonymous 4, along with Daryl Anger and Mike Marshall. Now, Anonymous 4 are an American female a cappella quartet. They were based in New York City. They mainly did medieval music and so on. The name was a pun on the name used to refer to an anonymous English music theorist from the late 13th century. Okay, stay with me here. There's no quiz. But this person was known as Anonymous 4, and it's the principal source of a whole bunch of famous composers or whatever. Basically, back in the past, the story is that often when women were composers or whatever, they were simply listed as anonymous, that their subject position, their identity as an individual was not recognized. They recorded for quite a few years, but they did about 1,500 performances. They played in 49 of the 50 states of the United States, 35 other countries, and they did a lot of collaborations as well. They've kind of stopped playing, although they did a little bit of stuff here and there, some individual things. But they collaborated with a lot of interesting folks, including Daryl Nanger and Mike Marshall. And Daryl was an American violinist and founding member of the David Grisman Quartet. It was 21 years old when he did that. He went on to play jazz and classical and folk, worked a lot with Mike Marshall, who they were in a group called Psychograss together. Mike Marshall is a mandolin player, bluegrass mandolin player. At 18, he grew up in Florida. At 18, he won the Florida State Contest on fiddle and mandolin, both of them. And he was a member of the David Grisman Quintet as well, from 85 to 90, toured with a lot of great folks. So they got together with Anonymous Four, who, as I said, they are no longer touring. I think their last concert was sort of 2015 or something like that. But they've done some really interesting CDs, including this compilation. So they do some traditional American songs. So Parting Friends is the first song. And that is from the Sacred Harp tradition. At least that's how we know it now these days. That's what it's often sung in. And after that, the Byes, Daryl Anger and Mike Marshall, take over with a version, a languid version of Wayfaring Stranger, which is a languid tune to start with. Anyway, so it's a lovely, lovely piece, of course. This is Parting Friends and Wayfaring Stranger with Anonymous Four, Daryl Anger and Mike Marshall.
High on midnight seas, they are sights many see for long. Nature offers us her ballet, not just shadows in the alley. She provides the dancers, we provide the song. And she keeps us high when others follow. Mother Nature takes my load. For your good to know you attitude, I spare you both my gratitude, good lady, and my friend upon the road. When we're old and reminiscing, there'll be one friend I was kissing, and another who made journeys end on time. When we think back on the winning and the losing and the singing, it was all of us who helped my words to rhyme. I may be a weaver and the singer of the songs, helped by too few people see. So I think my songs are maybe from us three, that is my lady and my special friend upon the road of me.
That's Richard Digance. He's an English comedian and a folk singer, although best known as an English comedian. That was something called My Friend Upon the Road. Richard was born in a place in Essex, is now part of East London. He went to school in Glasgow to study mechanical engineering, but he went to nightclubs. He was inspired by people like Billy Connolly and people like Mike Harding in terms of the music. So into the 1970s, he toured the United States, but he'd never really made much of a name for himself. But he ended up doing all kinds of great support for different musicians and comedians and so on. He was a support act for Steve Martin. He supported Tom Jones. He did a whole slew, almost 100 concerts with Tom Jones. He opened for people like Supertramp and Jethro Tull. But he began his career, his TV career, on Sound of the City for Thames TV, and that was in the early 70s as well. And he continued in the UK to do all kinds of TV gigs over the years, lots of different networks, lots of specials and so on. Richard Digance. But his music is basically not too well known. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 203, and we're doing a show about friends. You could be listening on a variety of friends who are stations who carry this broadcast. Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX, London, Ontario. Or possibly you're listening on Cape May Radio's WCFA 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey, or however you got here. I'm glad you're joining me. Well, next up, maybe you figured this one would end up on a four-part series on Friends, too. This is The Cars, American rock band formed in Boston in 1976. This is one of their big hits, My Best Friend's Girl. They were at the forefront of a merger of 70s kind of guitar-oriented rock, along with the new synthesizer-oriented pop that became popular into the 1980s. So they sort of were an interstitial band, I suppose, if you were a geologist and wanted to find a term. They sort of did punk minimalism, sort of a labyrinthine synthesizer, guitar texture, sort of art rock, a bit of rockabilly kind of stuff. The terseness of power pop. I read that somewhere. I thought that was a great term, the terseness of power pop. Mixed them into a pretty appealing band. They were named Best New Artist in the 1978 Rolling Stone Readers Poll. Their debut album, The Cars, sold 6 million copies. They disbanded in 1988. Alas, they weren't around all that long. It was 12 years. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame finally in 2018. Took them 20 years. And they reunited to play at the induction ceremony. It was the first time they were together as The Cars, although there's been a band called The New Cars, which is a couple of them, but it's not the same. Rick Ossock died a year later, and he's the main character in The Cars. So maybe they did this song when they were there at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2018. Dance along to this if you grew up of a certain generation, My Best Friend's Girl.
Dancing down the street with his way blue eyes, that you meet, he doesn't know the real surprise.
Here she comes again.
When she's dancing beneath the starry sky,
on life's breast, eating winter's leaves and singing songs of time gone by. Who has the merriest soul? Young man and woman are crying. A long branch growing inside the slippery elm. Some dusty sword busters searching for the grail. A mighty thunder grows on every blade of grass. Who knows what for? At Bathurst Gate, crazy enough to be alive and cold it enough. These are empty signs, lonely signs. A long branch growing inside the slippery elm. Some dusty sword busters searching for the grail. A mighty thunder grows on every blade of grass. Who knows what for? Why? Because I'm alive. Empty times, still a pearl clatters mercilessly in my bowl and rolls around till it's standing stock still. This gem is naked, naked in its glory, all lonely times. What am I to do?
3 a.m. Some dusty sword busters searching for the grail. The mighty thunder grows on every blade of grass. Who knows what far away? Because I'm alive, I'm alive, yeah! I'm standing in the jaws of my own imagination, smiling in the jaws of this creation. This gem is naked, naked in its glory, all on its hands. What am I to do? A long branch growing inside the slippery elm. Some dusty sword busters searching for the grail. The mighty thunder grows on every blade of grass. Who knows what far away? Because I'm alive, I'm alive.
That's a band called the Polka Dogs, and something called Four Friends. And the Polka Dogs are a five-piece theater pop fusion band. Took a long halftime break. They started in 1989. That was when the walls were coming down, like in Berlin. And in Toronto, it was also coming down in terms of what were bands supposed to be? Were they pop, folk, jazz, new music, cabaret? And this band was all of those at one time. Kind of an unlikely instrumentation. It was banjo, tuba, accordion, trombone, drums. And they sang about things like the slag heaps of Sudbury, using them as erotic metaphors. Can you imagine? Anyway, for 4 years, they kind of did festivals and concert halls and ventured to Europe. They were well received. They made two recordings. And they disbanded in 1994. But in 2018, after a 25-year hiatus, they got back together again and released another CD, which I haven't been able to find yet. But that's a grand song there. Before that, we heard the traditional power pop band, The Cars, and you've been listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This has been show number 203, another show about friends. I'm going to end off with Gordon Stobie. He's a Canadian fiddler, multi-instrumentalist composer. He's based in Nova Scotia, although he grew up in Saskatchewan. He teaches at lots of physical workshops and music camps and so on. And he's hosted TV shows and radio shows and so on. This is from his CD called Almost Home, a bunch of his tracks. This is Real de Mes Amis. Thanks for joining me, friends and amis. And I hope you join me again next week on Roots and Branches and Beyond. Do take care of each other. Not just your friends, but everyone. Happy trails!